last year the Canadian Football League didn't play in the end, a year when your Tiger Cats, my Tiger Cats would have been, you know, the favorites to win the Grey Cup, I would say. This year, looking ahead, again, you're hoping to open camp on time, but all of those uncertainties we just talked about in terms of soccer all apply. You might not be looking at a full season. And then yesterday, everybody's heads kind of exploded when this XFL story broke about the conversations between the new XFL and the Canadian Football League. So starting with Bob, what do you think? Like, I know there were differences of opinion within the league about whether to play last year without fans or not play. What do you think not playing, you know, while other leagues did go ahead, did that damage the business of the Canadian Football League?
Stephen, you only have to ask the question to know the resounding answer. So, you know, I've been fortunate in my career. I have a variety of business investments that I'm responsible for. And the pandemic impacted different businesses differently. You know, the cruise ship industry was literally shut down. But next to cruise ships, I would challenge you guys to point at an industry that has not been as materially damaged by the pandemic as the sports industry, literally at all levels. Even the NFL, the world's most profitable league, it did not make nearly the money last year, if they made any money at all, that they normally make. And every other league, who are not nearly as profitable as some of the top ones, I'll pick on the NFL for a second, every other league goes from making small profits or breaking even to trying to figure out how they're going to finance their losses. And the Canadian Football League was no different. So, again, this is why I spend more time following the viral illness scientists than I do Speedy B these days. And it's because they have a bigger impact on our ability to play football and to do what we love doing, which is entertaining sports fans in Hamilton and Tiger Cat fans in particular.
Now, the difference, though, is that all of those leagues, you know, for better or for worse, they all played eventually of some sort, you know, some of them in a bubble, some of them outside of a bubble. You guys chose not to. You know, in hindsight, how do you feel about that decision?
You know, there's a huge number, Stephen, of leagues and events that did not happen. I was just reading today that the Canadian Open Golf Tournament mm-hmm. is not being played for a second year in a row. So, it's a hard decision. It was a moving target. And to this very day, we do not know if we made the right decision. And had we played, we would not to this day know if we'd made the right decision. So the only thing you can do is look exclusively forward, because trying to second-guess decisions you made in a global pandemic is just a waste of cycles. And we're excited. These vaccines that are coming out, the statistics are spectacular on them. They really work. They really do protect the people who have been vaccinated. And I'll encourage you and all your listeners to line up and get a vaccine at the first opportunity, because it will make a massive difference to our society generally, but to our favorite sports leagues and sports teams in particular.
You know, Bob, I'm old enough to remember going back and covering the CFL in 1980, 1981 through a variety of different crises, ownership crisis, things of that nature, and the league's always pulled through. And sometimes stuff has happened, and I kind of shake my head and I look at it and I go, But I have to tell you, when the news came out yesterday about Redbird acquisition and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and the discussions between the CFL and the XFL, it seems to me, I mean, my initial reaction was, okay, this is a little more interesting than some of the other stuff I've heard in the past, and I'm not just going to sort of shrug it off. And I'm just wondering, from your point of view, understanding this stuff is still going on, how would you view this if you were a CFL fan? How would you view yesterday's news? And What was your first reaction when you found out about it? Because you are, in addition to the caretaker, you're a CFL fan.
Yeah. I also happen to be a governor on the CFL board of directors. So you're right. I have strong opinions about this stuff. But I tend to, and this is a personality quirk, I tend to have strong opinions loosely held, meaning I know exactly the other expression is I'm seldom right, but never in doubt. which means that you really have to study. You know, your education doesn't end when you leave the high school or college. If you're going to have any success and if you're going to be responsible for the projects you're involved in, you've really got to be committed to learning all the stuff that is changing in the world around you as aggressively as you can. So I'm interested in this one. I don't fully understand what the opportunity is. I'm really first one to admit I don't fully understand how marketing works in the modern world, even though that's technically my job. And how someone Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, can accumulate, and I think the number is 300 million followers on social media. You know, it just it makes your brain hurt when you start thinking of numbers that big.
Mm-hmm.
But what you do see is that the world, well, it's always changing. You got to take that for granted. But this social media, the CFL's need to reach an international audience is absolutely necessary if the CFL is going to prosper in future. All of the leagues, all of the businesses that were parochial, that tried to stay in their local geography, are under a great deal of pressure by those businesses that are broader in ambition, that are thinking more nationally or internationally. And the CFL has to do that as well. Randy Ambrosi, our commissioner, was doing a great job with his CFL 2.0 initiative, trying to take the CFL internationally. He was getting terrific reception by the international football community in places like France and Japan. But what's intriguing to me about these conversations is whether there's a partnership, whether we do anything on the football field, is there a partnership there with the XFL and with Dwayne Johnson that instead of just playing for the Grey Cup, we can also play for, you know, the International Gridiron Football Championship of some sort, and develop a much, much broader reach than the CFL has ever had. And that's why I'm enthusiastic about the conversations. I'm not enthusiastic about the outcome because I have no idea what the outcome's going to be.
It is a fascinating discussion, Bob. And again, like, I mean, I've been down this road a couple of times in my life talking about whether the CFL. But some of it boils down to the idea of the tradition and history is incredibly important in the CFL. But how do you value tradition and history if tradition and history alone won't pay the bills? You know, like. Does the business model that's been in place for 70 years make sense? And, you know, if it doesn't, how do you alter that while kind of keeping something the same or retaining, you know, being loyal to that tradition and history? Or do you need to be loyal to that tradition and history if it's only for people who remember when? You know, like this, there's okay, those are recurring questions with the league, right?
Perfect, perfect. And you've just framed the issue or the journey perfectly, which is you both have to respect and honor your traditions. You have to bring your loyal fans along with you on your adventure, but you equally have to move forward. So, you know, you think of the Stanley Cup and, you know, teams from across the U.S. compete for the Stanley Cup. Hell, there hasn't been a Canadian team that's won the Stanley Cup in how many years? Mm-hmm. But yet, the Stanley Cup itself was given by Lord Stanley for the Canadian champion of ice hockey. So how did the Stanley Cup go from being a parochial little Canadian trophy to being this global symbol of hockey supremacy? And you see that everywhere. You know, a lot of our fans, when they read us, as watching on Twitter, and they were saying, if Canadian football's been around for 100 years, and if they change any of the rules, I'll refuse to watch. And I go, hold on, 100 years ago, you were not allowed to pass the ball forward.
Yes,
in
correct.
Canadian football. So our rules do keep changing. As long as they change for the better, our fans will follow us. If they change for the worse, they won't follow us. And that's our responsibility, is to figure that one out and take our fans on a journey that they're excited about.